Welcome to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to providing valuable insights, practical tips, and proven strategies to equip new teachers for success. I'm your host, Steve Hiles, retired educator, published author, and instructional coach. Join me in each episode as we offer a supportive platform for navigating the challenges of the teaching profession. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be discussing how new teachers can deal with angry parents. And by the end of this episode, you're going to learn 9 strategies that's going to help you do so. All right? So let's go ahead and get started here. Now, obviously, the first one, and I know sometimes it's hard to do, but stay calm and collected. Okay? I'm going to give you some examples here. Okay? Imagine receiving an angry email from a parent questioning a low grade. Instead of responding defensively, take a moment to formulate a composed reply. Addressing the parent's concerns and offering to discuss it further would be very, very helpful. During a parent-teacher meeting, let's say, if faced with an upset parent, maintain a calm demeanor, listen actively, and respond with patience and understanding. And the last thing I want to talk about that is, you know, when confronted by an angry parent in person, resist the urge to react impulsively. Okay, this is very important here, you know. Take a deep breath, maintain eye contact, and respond with a measured tone. Okay, I want to talk about the second main point here is empathize with parents, okay? Now, the first thing, acknowledge a parent's frustration by saying, I understand that you're upset about your child's recent behavior, okay? I share your concern, and I'm committed to finding a solution together, okay? Another thing, express empathy through active listening, paraphrasing the parent's concerns to show that you genuinely understand their perspective. And lastly, share personal experiences when appropriate, letting the parent know that you really comprehend the challenges that they may be facing. Okay, moving on to the third strategy I wanted to share with you is effective communication. Regularly update parents on their child's progress through emails, newsletters, or a class website, providing a transparent overview of the curriculum and upcoming events. Now, another thing you could do is establish open lines of communication by encouraging parents to reach out with questions or concerns that they have and respond promptly to emails and messages. That's a very key thing here. You can also use various communication channels, such as parent-teacher conferences, telephone calls, and digital platforms to ensure that information is conveyed in a way that suits different preferences. All right. The fourth strategy I wanted to share with you is document everything. Okay? Let me give you an example. Keep a detailed log of communication with parents, including the date, nature of discussion, and any agreed-upon action items. The second thing you might want to do is file emails and messages in organized folders, making it easy to retrieve information when needed. And the third thing would be to create a system for documenting phone conversations, summarizing key points, and agreements in follow-up emails. All right. Okay, moving on to the fifth strategy is involve a mediator when necessary. Now, sometimes this, in fact, might be necessary. An example, if a disagreement persists, suggest involving a school counselor to mediate a constructive decision between the teacher and the parent. The second thing might be to collaborate with an administrator to facilitate a meeting where both parties can express their concerns and work towards a resolution. And lastly, when a mediator is brought in, ensure that both the teacher and parent have an opportunity to voice their perspectives uninterrupted. Okay, that's a key point here.
Are you a teacher who finds yourself drowning in the challenges of classroom management? Do student behaviors leave you feeling overwhelmed and drained at the end of each day? Picture this, a classroom where your students are not just present, but fully engaged, focused, and eager to learn. Say goodbye to classroom management stress and hello to success. The Teacher Rockstar Academy course is meticulously designed to equip you with the tools and strategies needed to skyrocket your effectiveness as a teacher. Curious to know if the Teacher Rockstar Academy course is the missing piece in your teaching journey? If you're ready to reclaim control of your classroom and witness the incredible impact on your students, then use the link in the podcast description to learn more about this program.
Okay, now, this leads me to the next strategy, and that's setting boundaries. You want to clearly communicate your preferred methods and times for communication during back-to-school night, ensuring parents understand when you are most available. The second thing, if a parent contacts you outside of the established communication hours, respond politely, reiterating your availability during designated times. And lastly, use automated responses during non-office hours, directing parents to contact you during your specified availability. Okay, strategy number 7, seeking professional development. Attend workshops or webinars on effective communication strategies with parents, gaining insights into navigating challenging conversations. Participate in mentorship programs where experienced teachers can provide guidance on handling difficult parent-teacher interactions. Also, engage in peer-to-peer learning, sharing experiences and learning from colleagues who have successfully managed similar situations. Okay, that would be a very good thing to do here. And the next thing I want to talk about is reflect and learn. Okay, and this is particular in the case of after a parent-teacher meeting. Reflect on the interaction, identifying areas of improvement and considering how to approach similar situations in the future. You might want to keep a personal journal to document challenging interactions, reflecting on your emotions, responses, and lessons learned. Another thing you might want to do is seek feedback from colleagues or mentors, discussing specific instances to gain different perspectives and insights for improvement. Okay, very important here. This next thing I want to talk about is building a support system. The first thing, establish a professional learning community within your school where teachers can openly discuss challenges and share advice. Join online forums or social media groups dedicated to teacher support, where educators worldwide share experiences and provide encouragement. Attend staff social events to build camaraderie with colleagues, creating a supportive network for sharing experiences and seeking advice. So, in conclusion, I just want to say this. Maintaining a calm and collected demeanor, empathizing with parents, practicing effective communication, documenting interactions, involving a mediator when necessary, setting boundaries, seeking professional development, reflecting on experiences, and building a robust support system are key strategies for navigating challenging parent-teacher interactions. By implementing these approaches, educators can foster positive relationships, enhance communication, and ultimately contribute to a collaborative and supportive educational environment for both students and parents. Well, there you have it, my friend. What I would like to ask you before we go, I've got a question for you. Are you curious to know if the Teacher Rockstar Academy course is the missing piece in your teaching journey? Well, if you're ready to reclaim control of your classroom and witness the incredible impact on your students, then visit teacherclassroomresources.com/TRA. That's teacherclassroomresources.com/TRA. The link will be in the podcast description. Well, I want to say thank you for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. We will see you same time, same place next week. And remember, my friend, you got this.
The Teacher Rockstar Podcast with your host, Steve Hiles. We hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we have. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and join our growing community of Teacher Rockstars. Until then, thanks for listening.